My name is Batul Aljaman.
And I'm Kelly Sherman, and this is an educational but opinionated podcast about the abolitionist and transcendentalist movement.
Our main key influencers are Frederick Douglass, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Henry David Thoreau.
In what ways did Douglass's contributions affect the abolitionist movement? Born as a slave, Frederick Douglass's ability to read and write helped him lead and positively affect the abolitionist movement.
How is it similar to or different from Thoreau and Emerson's effect on the transcendentalist movement? By observing Douglass's contributions, Emerson's effect towards the transcendentalist movement is different because Douglass doesn't have any connection with the spiritual world. On the other hand, Douglass's contributions and Thoreau's have a connection in literature since they both focus on gaining independence towards the American society.
The abolitionist movement was a social reform event to abolish slavery in America that happened in the 1850s. It ended in 1865 when the 13th Amendment was passed and slavery was outlawed. Frederick Douglass was a key figure in the movement.
The transcendentalist movement was a social movement that focused on the spiritual experiences through the ideas of rationalism to the real world in the 1830s. The two main transcendentalist authors were Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau.
In further detail, the abolitionist movement occurred in the 1850s and was a major reform movement that ultimately abolished slavery and the slave trade. Southern Americans were for slavery, while the Northerners opposed it. Northerners and freed slaves were the main abolitionists. Frederick Douglass, who was born into slavery, went through the extreme hardships all slaves did. As shown in his text, What to the Slave is the 4th of July, he describes slavery as, I see the bleeding footsteps on my way to the slave markets, where the victims are to be sold like horses, sheep, and swine. My soul sickens at the sight. However, he was able to escape captivity and move north. There, his ability to read and write helped him share his opinion and spread the ideas of an abolitionist. He was also able to help educate other slaves and teach them specific skills and values. His contribution with the Underground Railroad was also able to free many slaves. With his influential speaking skills, he was able to spread the word and show American slave owning was horrible. He even said that America reigns without a rival, showing that American slavery was the worst of its kind. He endured, quote-unquote, the gross injustice and cruelty and was able to turn it around and positively affect the abolitionist movement. When we asked Dr. Bright what transcendentalist movement was, he replied, "The transcendentalist movement was a movement that was largely promoted and started by Emerson and Thoreau that challenged individuals to connect on deeper levels with nature, to transcend the world and their senses and tap into their intuition." When we asked Dr. Bright which of the elements of transcendentalism do you think was morally influenced by Emerson and Thoreau's work, he answered with self-reliance. "I do believe that self-reliance was a big key figure because the people needed to know how to be self-sufficient, and it plays into Douglass because he wanted that freedom."
The transcendentalist movement was an American literary movement that began around the early 19th century. The transcendentalist movement is involved with the connection to nature, and it deals with the spirituality world than the real world. The idea of transcendentalism is about understanding relationships between the real world to the spiritual world, and it creates the society and readers to observe the mythological and visual images in the spiritual world. The knowledge of transcendentalism focuses on imagination and intuition through senses of logic. The concept of transcendentalism sought for spiritual experiences through the idea of rationalism in the real world. The philosophical reason of the transcendentalism came from the Unitarianism, which is a Christian sect that was involved in rationalism. Transcendentalists believe that humans are good people, but the society altered their aspect towards life, and they believe that humans should interpret relationships through self-reliance, independence, religious values, etc. There are five main elements about the transcendentalist movement. The main elements are respect for nature, self-reliance, spirituality, intuition, and nonconformity. Respect for nature is involved individuals with human traits that reflect in nature. For an example, Emerson mentions how the nature is the beautiness in the spirit world. Self-reliance is the way someone is relying on themselves and who are self-sufficient. Spirituality is the connection of religious values. Nonconformity is the refusal of following social norms. Intuition is the idea of a person understanding relationships naturally. So to begin with, I'm going to be discussing about the two transcendentalist author individually. The first author I'm going to be discussing about is Ralph Waldo Emerson. He was a transcendentalist author that deals with the concept of self-reliance and the respect for nature. Emerson structures the story of nature in a way that individuals believe in the figures of nature within themselves, and Emerson respects how the nature environment is a positive sense towards the beautiness of spiritual figures. In the excerpt of Nature, Emerson states that the sun illuminates only the eye of the man, but shines in the eye and the heart of a child. The lover of nature is the whose inward and outward senses are still truly adjusted to each other. In the textual evidence, Emerson explains how the elements of nature is introducing a child as a positive effect in the real world. Emerson expresses how the lover of nature believes the elements of nature within themselves and exposing their inner senses, nature, to the real world. The other transcendentalist author is Henry David Thoreau. He strongly believes in gaining independence against the government. He combines the movements of transcendentalism and abolition views by publishing the story called The Duty of the Civil Disobedience. Civil disobedience reveals how men should become independent against a tyrannical government from opposed slavery and the refusal of paying taxes. In the Civil Disobedience, Thoreau states that, but if it is of such a nature that it requires you to be the agent of injustice to another, then I say, break the law. Let your life be a counter friction to stop the machine. From this excerpt, Thoreau explains the nonconformity of how men should break the rules against the government. Moving on to Frederick Douglass, his contributions of abolishing slavery is similar to Thoreau's contributions towards civil disobedience because both authors relate to the desiring of gaining rights and independence. Both authors want to loosely stricken the opposing of slavery and want men to become free. In the excerpt of the Frederick Douglass, What to the Slave to the 4th of July, he states that slavery has been nationalized in its most horrible revolt form. From this piece of expert, Frederick Douglass points out how slavery is an example of a tyrannical movement that the government is ruling over, and that shows a comparison to Thoreau's expert of civil disobedience. Because he explains how governmental power restricted towards the oppression of slavery and the refusal of paying taxes. I personally don't see any connection between Emerson's excerpt and Douglass's contributions because they have opposite aspects towards the senses of an individual person or the society. Emerson's contributions focuses on positive effects of how nature is a beautiful figure to the real world. And Douglass explains how it was not fair for slaves to be treated unfairly by Americans after they gained independence.
In conclusion, both of these reform events supported similar ideas of self-reliance, nonconformity, or intuition. As an abolitionist, Frederick Douglass was able to free slaves while also spreading the word about America's deepest trouble, which was slavery. In addition to abolitionism, the Transcendentalist movement was a literary movement best presented by Thoreau and Emerson's ideas. Thoreau promoted self-reliance and showed he wanted justice just like Douglass.